This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's talk NFL football, a TV show about quarterbacks, yeah? Derek Carr is one of the characters in that show who will no longer be a part of the filmings. He has retired 10 games this past season, dealt with injuries with the New Orleans Saints. In 2024, Derek Carr saying so long over the weekend, put out a nice statement, informed the Saints that he was done. 34 years old, a four-time Pro Bowler, had a really impressive career, frankly, when you look at where he was drafted. In the second round,
yeah, very solid
36
career.
Overall, played for a decade, 11 seasons, threw for over 40,000 yards. Derek Carr, I always thought was one of those guys a little bit like Kirk Cousins, who gets disrespected because he's not in the cool kids club. If you don't run a 4-2, if you're not a dual threat, if you're not running all over the place and getting on SportsCenter highlights with your feet, if you just stand in the pocket and make throws and decisively determine things pre-snap and know where to get the ball to and do everything quickly and process, there's no real, like, obvious skill in that because people can't see it. They're these, like, intangible cool things about the quarterback position. But Carr, who had his limitations clearly, 6'3", 215, was never a guy you were probably going to win a Super Bowl with, a very, very good career hanging it up with the Saints.
Yeah, he been a pretty damn long way and was very solid for a long time. So it was interesting. I've always thought he was appropriately rated as kind of a back-end, perfectly fine starter with some pretty prolific years in there. Had a 4,800-yard season to his credit the 1 year that they were excellent. Talking about the Raiders forever ago, they were 12-3. He had a 28-6. Touchdown to Pickles ratio, probably the best overall season of his career for a Raiders team. It was probably a paper tiger, but still, that's the best year they've had in some time. But yeah, I mean, it was never sexy. It wasn't prolific. You wouldn't see some of those gaudy numbers, even as the league was trending in that direction for a lot of times. But a great teammate, solid leader. I mean, you had Devontae Adams. You know, now I know they played together in college, but still leaving a great situation to be like, yeah, I want to go play with my guy, Derek Carr.
Right.
Guys want to go play with this dude who's tough as nails. You never question that. I mean, here's the thing. This is very Strasburgian. He could have absolutely just said, I'm going to try to play, even though everybody knows he probably can't. I mean, with the shoulder and everything, you hang out, you rehab, you talk to the young kid, you make $30 million. I mean, give or take with the dumb NFL rules, but you know what I mean? And instead, he's just going to get this whatever roster guarantee it was, $10 million. The Saints aren't going to get that back. And he's walking away from tens of millions of dollars because of integrity, because he doesn't really want to be a drain or distraction or whatever. I find that commendable, to be honest with you. So he's somebody that is entitled to it. I mean, they signed the contract too. He could have just shown up and earned his $30 million just to raise your shoulder 10 times a day with very light weight as he's rehabilitating, but didn't want feel like going through that. And walking off into the sunset, pretty solid career.
The Saints all of a sudden now have a quarterback competition to run. Tyler Shuck, who they drafted in the second round this year, becomes the guy who fell into the best situation in football. And Spencer Rattler, who they drafted in the fifth round 1 year ago, played in the second half against Washington in that December game with the Commanders and the Saints in New Orleans and actually played pretty well. But otherwise, it's been a real struggle for him. Jake Haener, who started that game and played terribly, the 23 fourth round pick, is still there. Those will be the three quarterbacks, presumably. So the question becomes, what do the Saints do? Like, I would not think about going and getting a veteran to start to try to be better than I am because I'm a bad team. First year with a new head coach, Kellen Moore, I could bottom out, go 5-12, 4-13, and maybe pick first. And maybe that's Arch Manning. And by the way, what a marketing opportunity that would be.
How about that,
Archie
right?
Manning's Mr. New Orleans and Mr. Saint, clearly. To me, that's the easiest decision in the world. But that's not how they think.
Teams don't think that way.
Well, especially not the Saints.
They
no
should.
Team has been more spin your tires, stuck in neutral than the Saints with Mickey Loomis. They're always that 7-10 team trying to get to 9-8. And it is hard in that division, I will say, to convince yourself that you don't have a shot. Because it's not a particularly good division.
Yeah, that's true.
You got the Falcons starting effectively a rookie quarterback this year. You've got the Bucs with Baker Mayfield another year, another coordinator, another play caller. You know, they're 10-win good. They're probably not 12-win good. So you look at the division and you go, all we got to do is steal a game or two, you know, add a veteran quarterback, compete every week. We can win the South at 9-8, 10-7. And so that's how they think. I just hope that they stop doing that this year, but I'm not convinced that they will. I would not be surprised if they didn't make some phone calls and try to make a trade.
Yeah, they at some point need to pay the piper. And they, you know, a number of bad contracts, a number of bad deals, a number of, you know, trying to mortgage the future, giving away some things. They are in one of those kind of gross spots, you know, where it's like a lot of the guys are past their prime. You're not really getting the same production out of some of the stars that had you at the top of that, as you said, of a mediocre division. So this would be a great year with Carr walking away to just go with one of the kids, get your teeth kicked in, reset, and then kind of rebuild this thing and start anew. But I think you said it very well. Teams don't think that way in general in the NFL because, you know, the incentive is to go from worse to okay very, very quickly. And in that division, okay a lot of times wins it. I think Tampa's better than that, to be honest with you. But still, it's not as if Tampa's a 13-win buzzsaw. They haven't done that in you know, since Tom Brady was there a handful of years ago.
I think that's why teams do what they do. Like the Saints go get Carr, pay him $100 million. The Falcons go get Cousins, yep, coming off of Achilles, pay him $100 million. It's because you just feel like it's winnable. The question is, when you get to the playoffs, what do you do then? But understandably, to some extent, I think teams decide in the NFL, we just got to get into the dance. We've seen so many of those wild card runs, the Giants and other teams over the years, where just get there. Win a couple of playoff games. See what Washington did. They did it with a spectacular quarterback as a rookie last year in Jaden Daniels. But it happens all the time. So, prediction. The Saints, week one starting quarterback this year, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, or veteran who's not on the roster?
Spencer Rattler, I think, gets the first crack at it. Then they're going to go Shuck.
So, he would be my third answer. And you could be right. But I would start Shuck over him because I think
Rattler. I certainly would, too.
Yeah. But you're saying they won't.
Right, I'm saying they won't.
Okay.
I would not do a Spencer Rattler thing. Okay. There'd be 0.0 times where Spencer Rattler plays for me.
So Rattler stinks. I would imagine Shuck would beat him out if it's up to those two. I actually think he's super talented and actually a nice little pick. He's older and he has an injury history. That's why he was available in the second round, because he gets hurt all the time. If he's healthy, I think he would beat out Spencer Rattler pretty easily. But I'm going to say guy not on the roster. Maybe it's
they do a veteran victor situation.
Yeah. Somebody gets cut in training camp. One of these veterans,
or one of the seven guys on the Browns.
I could see that. Or you just trade for a backup. It's not Marcus Mariota here, but
Sam Howell.
A guy like that who's been a starter before. And he can't do that. He's already been traded.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Sam Howell's on the Vikings now. But you trade for someone who's a starting caliber backup that gets a chance here in, you know, New Orleans that they wouldn't have otherwise. But that'll be my prediction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.